Greetings in Jesus' name on this 13th day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 13 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and we're thrilled about another day to serve King Jesus. It's Wednesday, and it's our midweek service day, and I'm thrilled about what God's going to do. And also this morning, I headed off to preach chapel at the 8 o'clock hour. Many of you that listen to the broadcast early will want to tune in to the live streaming of the chapel service for the Sanford Christian Academy. After chapel, I'll be changing clothes and putting on my sheetrock clothes and my construction clothes, and we're hanging sheetrock today, and then after that, I'll be coming back home to my study to meet with God, where we'll be preparing for the midweek service tonight. We're believing that God is going to do a great and a mighty work in our midst, and I hope that you are prepared also. If you're listening to the broadcast in the area of Southern Maine, please come out to the church services tonight at 6:30. Master Clubs starts at 6 o'clock, and we're asking God to move on these midweek meetings. In your Bibles today, I want to invite you to look with me in the book of 1 Samuel, Chapter number 3. The Bible says, "And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision." I want to speak about the preciousness of the word of God. The Bible clearly tells us in this verse, "And the word of God was precious in those days. There was no open vision." It would tell us that God is working, even though when it may seem like there's no open vision, there's nothing really fresh happening as far as God revealing things unto you, it's still God working through His precious Word. Now, we live in a time that God speaks to us through His Word. Now, can He speak to us through other means? Well, He's God. He can do whatever He chooses to do. But we live in a day where He speaks to us from the Word of God. And I'm encouraged today with this great passage of Scripture about the preciousness of the Word of God. You know, when I got up this morning at about 4:55, my heart was stirred with the thought of being able to get into the Word of God. Do you have that same desire today? Do you have the desire to get into the Word of God? Is the Word of God precious to you? Is it so precious that you respect the fact that many have been burnt at the stake so that we might have the Word of God? Is it so precious to you that you understand that some people in this world do not have a copy of the Scriptures? As many of you have on 5, 10, 20 copies of the Scriptures, they're laying around your house. I would encourage you to ask the Lord to help you with the preciousness of the Word of God. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in Him. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. That's the blessed man. That's the man that understands the preciousness of the Word of God. That's the man that understands that God's speaking to us from His precious Word when we read it, when we hear the Word of God preached, when we hear the Word of God taught. The Bible says, in those days, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Is the word of God precious in this day? Is the word of God precious in your church? Is the word of God something that we stand to attention and say, "Oh my, God is speaking to us today. I can sense the Lord working"? I would pray that that's the case in your church and in your life and in your ministry, that the word of God is precious. May we be reminded of that today from this great Bible passage in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse number 1, and may we go on to spend time, quality time, in the Word of God. May it challenge us, and may our lives be a mirror image of the Lord Jesus Christ, and may the Lord continue to do that only He can do for each of us. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.